This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. In this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of a lady who suffered with cerebellar ataxia. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more testimonials about how Upper Cervical has helped people, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you would like to learn how to do proper web development and have a real, solid, effective presence on the web using rich media like podcasting, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com and click on the Services tab at UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. This is the show where we hear stories about how people have been helped through the power of an upper cervical correction. And I'm here with Dr. Hall, a chiropractor in California. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. I think last time we talked, I complained about how cold it was in California, and it's still that way.
You're kidding. It's been Sahara hot here. Uh-huh. Nasty hot.
I'm ready for some heat.
Well, today, Dr. Hall is going to tell us the story about a patient that was suffering from cerebellar ataxia. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that is? First of all, it was actually not your patient. It was Dr. Drury's patient. Is that correct?
That's correct, Dr. Hambrick. I've gotten a little tired about talking about myself, so I decided to change it up this week a little bit. And I actually talked to Dr. Ray Drury on North Carolina earlier today to get my facts straight about this particular case. And we do have permission to use her name. Her name's Damiana. Ray is actually married to an Italian gal, and this gal actually flew over from Italy all the way to North Carolina to see Dr. Drury after, many, many years of suffering with cerebellar ataxia, which is a neurogenetic condition, which is progressive through life. She basically had seen every top specialist in the medical field in Italy. Her husband is actually in the parliament over there in Italy, so he is very well connected, and obviously when your wife is suffering to the degree that this particular gal was, you will go to the ends of the earth to try and find an answer. But for those of you who don't know what cerebellar ataxia is, it has a lot of different symptoms, but her particular symptoms, she was wheelchair-bound. Her hands were both in clonic contraction. She had debilitating pain throughout, not just headaches or neck pain. Basically, the whole body is in pain because of the spastic nature of the muscles. She cognitively was so bad, and they actually have this on a camcorder, some of the pictures prior to care and after, which is pretty amazing. But she was so cognitively confused that if you had a pencil on the table and an orange and a tennis ball and you asked her to pick up the pencil, she wasn't able to differentiate, number one, which one of those was a pencil, and let alone be able to grasp it and pick it up. So we're not talking about someone with headaches. We're talking about a serious, serious life-threatening problem. And so Dr. Drury ran infrared thermography scan, which they use in the knee chest work, which is called pattern work. It basically measures surface skin temperature. And when people have interference at the base of the skull and it's persistent and consistent, they'll show a regular or persistent and consistent heat graph, which we call a pattern. A lot of the upper cervical procedures use. So he took that reading on her several times, took some very precise digital x-rays on her, and her particular listing, and for those of you who don't know what a listing is out there, a listing is how the atlas has misaligned relative to the skull, And in the NHS system, her listing was PIR, and basically what that means is the right side of the atlas is moved posterior backwards relative to a stable occiput. And one thing we probably haven't made very clear about in these recordings is the precision that's involved in upper cervical x-rays. This is not where we just feel people's neck and throw them down on the table and crack their neck. There's science and precision involved. And anyway, so in Damiana's case, like I said, her atlas moved back into the right, and she was laid down on a table, and the contact on in the knee chest work is on the posterior arch, which is the back part of the right side of the atlas, and a thrust is made. And lo and behold, within about a two-day period, her pain completely gone. Within a week, she was able to walk out of the wheelchair, not normally, but able to ambulate by herself.
Wow.
Obviously, this was quite exciting. And as the story goes, she the video that they took of her was sent back to her husband in Italy, and he got quite excited and had a wild night out on the town, and ended up calling all of her doctors up. The specialists had been taking care of her over 10 years and said, "What the heck is going on? We've given her the best medical care over here for 10 years, and she goes and sees some chiropractor in the east coast of the States, and he does one thing, and a week later she's walking," and her cognitive function improved. And out of that, as you know, Dr. Hambrick, the upper cervical health centers of Italy was developed. There are now four different offices over there. I know at least one of them is actually annexed next door to a hospital. And the medical profession, from the results that they've seen, has gotten behind it. And they now have basically the Surgeon General of Italy, Dr. Marcheka, behind the movement. And I mean, amazing things are happening over there. You saw the evolution that there was two medical doctors that came over who are actually doing multiple sclerosis research. So as B.J. Palmer's quote said, "You never know how far-reaching something you may do today or say tomorrow may affect the lives of millions in the future." And I totally just screwed up that quote, but you get the the idea. You never know when you touch someone what the ramifications are going to be downstream of that, and it's pretty neat to see it happen.
Yeah. That really is an amazing story, and that is not the first time I've heard that story, but I got to tell you, that's the best I've ever heard it. I don't know if Ray told you things that he hasn't told before, but there were elements that I don't remember hearing. I mean, that really is an amazing story.
I'm sure if you heard Ray tell the story, it would probably be even better than I did, because I wasn't privy to seeing it happen. Although I was back there 3 weeks after her first adjustment at one of the conventions, and I had the opportunity to actually meet her. And Ray checked her with the Titron instrument right there in his house, and she was out of pattern, was not adjusted. But that's what we all live for, doing this upper cervical work, is seeing the worst of the worst of the worst who are at the end of their rope and doing something very non-invasive and watching their life turn around.
Well, excellent story. Thank you very much, Dr. Hall.
All right, Dr. Hamburg, take it easy.
This has been another episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please join us next week for another great story about how upper cervical is changing people's lives for the better. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can do that at the website, uppercervicaldocs.com. Also do it in iTunes. And please write reviews. The more people that know about Testimonial Tuesday, the more people will know about upper cervical. We'll see you next time.